Following the round of snow on Saturday, we saw a brief break from the cold yesterday, with many locations coming up above the freezing mark. But we're back into the cold again, as another shot of Arctic air is coming into the northeast, and we are looking to drop well below zero on the thermometer as we work into tonight, with wind chill values in the range of 10 to 30 below zero. It's already a cold afternoon across our area, with temperatures leveling in the single digits across the north, near 10 in the capital region, and closer to 20 south. But the wind has been quite gusty out of the northwest. At times, those gusts have reached around 30 miles per hour, so we have wind chill values that are considerably colder than the actual air temperature. And as we work into tonight, it will still be on the breezy side, especially this evening, and that's why we have those wind chill forecasts in the range of 10 to 30 below zero. Later at night, we'll see a little bit less in the way of wind, so the wind chills won't be as harsh late tonight into tomorrow morning, but with less wind, the actual thermometer temperatures will drop dramatically, likely falling well below zero region-wide by tomorrow morning. And as we work into the day tomorrow, we'll see temperatures that will struggle again. We're looking for highs that will be generally in the teens. There won't be a great deal of wind tomorrow, but there will be enough of a wind, especially tomorrow afternoon, to make it feel a bit cooler at least, with wind chill values tomorrow afternoon running generally in the single digits across New York and western New England. Our next weather maker arrives on Wednesday, with the passage of another cold front that could bring some snow showers, perhaps a snow squall, and then we'll see another rush of cold following that for Wednesday night and Thursday. In between, though, on Wednesday, in advance of that front, temperatures should come back up into the 20s. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, a wind chill advisory is in effect, mostly clear this evening with increasing clouds overnight, cold, low in the single digits and teens below zero, wind chill 15 to 30 below zero, and for tomorrow, partly sunny with highs in the teens. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. A wind chill advisory is in effect for tonight, partly cloudy and cold, with lows in the single digits and teens below zero, wind chill 15 to 30 below zero, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the teens. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 0 to 10 below 0, wind chill 10 to 20 below 0, and for tomorrow, partly sunny and cold, with highs in the teens. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, low 0 to 10 below 0, wind chill 10 to 20 below 0, and for tomorrow, partly sunny and cold, high in the teens. Region-wide on Wednesday, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, breezy, high in the 20s, and on Thursday, partly sunny and cold with highs in the single digits and teens. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.